From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Romaine lettuce growers in California might be asking, what the hail, Caesar, as frustrations continue over food safety and the salad staple. Romaine has been under scrutiny since April after several reports of E. coli outbreaks linked to the romaine grown in Arizona, causing 5 deaths and making nearly 200 people sick in 16 states. Organic grower Marcos Perez tells FreshPlaza.com romaine is really down on demand, and not surprisingly, prices have been affected as well. Justin Trudeau's defense of Canadian dairy tariffs isn't just about farmers and politics, it's about debt, too. The Prime Minister's squabble with President Trump is over Canada's supply management system, which sets quotas for dairy, eggs, and poultry, and charges high tariffs above that threshold. According to AgWeb.com, Canada's protected dairy system caps production to avoid oversupply and maintain stable prices for farmers. If Trudeau dismantled supply management, he'd erode a key asset in a sector to which the government is a key lender. President Trump will not relent in the brewing trade war with China that's likely to result in even more tariffs and retaliation. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro tells AgriPulse Trump wants two things from China. First, an annual $200 billion reduction in China's trade surplus with the U.S. And second, assurances China will stop appropriating U.S. intellectual property. Navarro says, to be clear, President Trump has given China every chance to change its aggressive behavior. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.